All right, well, moving on, Solomon Wilcots to the Chiefs. We're grabbing the playoffs by the neck. We're trying to cover them as best we can, as quickly as we can. The Giants certainly, the Chiefs have this opportunity because of a very, very weak Indy run defense. What would be the scenario that you see, Solomon, for the Chiefs to find a way to win?
Well, obviously, Larry Johnson has to start with him, but I think if you move to the second layer of what they're going to have to be able to do well in order to go in there and play well and win, Trent Green has to really play well. He's got to step up and be more consistent factor in ball games. Let's face it, they'll run it 30, 40 times, but sooner or later, you can't match field goals for touchdowns, something Herman Edwards just talked about. In order to puncture it into the end zone, they're going to have to be able to throw the ball some, and Trent Green's got to be able to make plays. His receivers are going to have to make plays. I think we already know Tony Gonzalez is going to get his. I believe Larry Johnson will get his as well. Quarterback has to make plays under extreme pressure from Dwight Freeney, Robert Mathis. They play very fast on turf when you drop back to throw the football. So he's going to have to get it done under a lot of pressure.
Seth, what do you think is the possibility that Trent Green can step it up after an interception-prone last month of the season?
Well, he's a veteran quarterback, and I think that, you know, he understands what's at stake. I think the biggest thing for him, you know, as Solomon has said, you know, they're going to bring a lot of pressure. So he's got to be very decisive with his passes. Obviously, if they're running the ball, that's, you know, they've got to run the ball to slow Dwight Freeney and Mathis up because, you know, Dwight Freeney is up the field in all the time. I don't care whether it's first down or second down. So I would run the ball consistently at him all day long just to, you know, be able to set up the passes. And then they've got to be very decisive, you know, with the type of routes that they're going to run, and Trent Green has got to be very decisive with the football in his hands. He cannot stand in the pocket and give those guys, you know, time to get there. They get there in a hurry, so he's got to hurry up and make his decision and get the ball out, and the receivers, you know, they've got to make plays.
All right, let's move over to the defensive side of the ball with the Chiefs. Here's Len Dawson from yesterday's show.
They got two veteran cornerbacks, Surtain and Ty Law. They have been there. Now, if they can up their play against this Colt receiving core, Kansas City definitely has a chance. The problem is going to be, can you get to Peyton Manning?
Can you get to Peyton Manning? Can they, Mr. Solomon?
Wow, that, you know, that's the interesting question. You know, Herman Edwards would prefer to play that cover two style, but with the confidence that he has in Patrick Surtain and Ty Law to go man-to-man on Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison, it really does allow this defense to get a little bit more creative with their ability to blitz Peyton Manning, with their ability to maybe double Dallas Clark and their slot receivers and go one-on-one on the outside and then bring pressure. The corners really is going to determine whether or not that pressure is going to be able to work. Can they hold up in coverage on the back end? I like Donda Holly. I love Jared Allen, his ability to work. This is not a dominant offensive line for Indianapolis. It really is about the decision-making that Peyton Manning brings to the table. I think what you got to do, you got to get pressure in his face, you got to get a push, and then you got to get your hands up, because against any blitzing front with man-to-man, they're going three-step drop, and he's going to throw the ball. The key is to disrupt the timing of the pass play by jamming the receivers, get pressure in the face of Manning. You're not going to get to him, but if you get hands up, you can bat balls at the line of scrimmage, you can disrupt his vision. Anything you can do to throw off the timing of their pass plays, that's the only way you're going to be successful at stopping their passing game for the Colts.
I want to ask Seth Joyner the same question in terms of pressure in the face. Here's Len Dawson when I asked him the same question. Ken, in addition to Tamba Ali and Jared Allen, who've done a super job from the outside, can that middle of the Chiefs line get Peyton Manning to have to throw off his back foot, get in his face? Here's what Len Dawson said. Can't step up.
No. No, they haven't had all year long. That's been their problem, and that's the problem that Herm Edwards is going to have to address when this season is over.
What do you think, Seth? Is there any chance the Chiefs can put that kind of pressure that Solomon's talking about?
Well, I mean, I don't know that they can get it up the middle. They haven't done that all year long. But I think certainly from a defensive standpoint, you know, Herm has always liked to run the cover two. You know, he's going to have to change his thinking because, you know, they will eat you alive in that coverage. I think he's going to have to mix up some man-to-man, some zones. I think every once in a while, the corners are really going to have to move up and back to, you know, give Peyton different illusions as to what they're playing. And I think any time that they go to four or five receiver sets, They've got to bring a guy off the weak side. Whether he gets there or not, they've got to bring that guy to bring pressure, to let Peyton know that, you know, when you go empty, you know, even though it's a short passing attack, we're not going to allow you to sit back there and just pick and choose where you're going to throw the ball. Even if we don't get there, we want the pressure in his face to let him know that we're going to come. I think anytime you go empty backfield against a finesse style offense, I think you have to bring someone off the edges. You got to determine which way they're going to slide the line, and whatever side they slide away from, you got to bring that inside slot guy every single time.